Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Joe Biden is repealing a Trump-era ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military. NPR's Scott Detrow has more from the White House.
President Trump first announced a ban on transgender service members in July 2017, though federal courts blocked it from taking effect for more than a year. Biden had long promised to immediately repeal the ban. Biden signed an order overturning the ban during a Monday Oval Office meeting with his new defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, as well as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Biden's order will immediately bar the military from discharging service members or barring them from reenlistment based on their gender identity. It also orders the Defense Department and the Department of Homeland Security to immediately take all other steps needed to make sure Trump's ban is no longer in effect. The order is one of several executive actions that Biden is taking in his first week in office to undo Trump-era policies. Scott Detrow, NPR News, the White House.
House Democrats are set today to transmit the single article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports a trial will not start until next month.
Senators have agreed to begin the process of hearing arguments in the case against Trump in about 2 weeks. The plan came together after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell requested that lawmakers give Trump's legal team more time to prepare. Democrats, with the support of President Biden, accepted the plan to allow time to confirm members of Biden's cabinet and possibly begin work on another round of coronavirus aid. Some Republicans have rejected the entire impeachment process, saying it is unconstitutional to try a president who has already left office. Democrats reject that argument, saying impeachment is a tool to hold a president accountable, even if the actions occurred at the end of a term. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
A former White House press secretary during the Trump years is running for governor of Arkansas. Sarah Sanders, daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, announced her campaign, telling conservative supporters she's their last line of defense against, as she put it, the radical left now in control of Washington. The Democrats, who control Congress, run the gamut from conservative to progressive. Vaccine maker Moderna has announced its COVID-19 vaccine should protect people from new variants of the coronavirus that have recently emerged in the UK and South Africa. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
The Moderna vaccine is based on the genetic sequence of the original coronavirus that first appeared in 2019 in China. The new variants have mutations in that genetic sequence, raising the possibility that the vaccine wouldn't work as well. To test that, scientists used serum from vaccinated patients to see if it contained antibodies that would, at least in laboratory tests, be able to neutralize the new variants. The answer was yes, although the vaccine worked less well against the variant from South Africa. The company says it's working on a booster shot that could be used against that variant. Joe Palca, NPR News.
This is NPR. Reuters News Service reports China appears to be racing to erect a massive quarantine center in response to a COVID-19 outbreak in a city of more than 10 million in Hebei province. It says satellite images from the European Space Agency reveal dramatic changes on land that was flat only 10 days ago. Also cites the official People's Daily newspaper, which says more than 600 out of 4,000 rooms are ready for use. Wuhan, China, was ground zero for the global pandemic and locked down 1 year ago. In Mexico, the president says he has COVID-19 and is experiencing light symptoms. NPR's Carrie Khan reports the leader has been long criticized for downplaying the coronavirus and is almost never seen wearing a mask in public.
In a tweet, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he had tested positive for COVID and is undergoing medical treatment. The 67-year-old leader wrote, "As always, I am optimistic we will all move forward." Mexico has seen record numbers of confirmed cases and deaths in recent weeks, with nearly 150,000 dead from COVID. President López Obrador is rarely seen wearing a mask and routinely tours the country flying on commercial airlines. He's criticized other world leaders for locking down economies, calling such strict enforcement the work of dictators. The president is isolating at home, and the interior minister will fill in for him at his morning press conferences, which often stretch on for hours. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
The Dow is down 184 points at last check. This is NPR News.